ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. మై లవింగ్ ప్రణామ్స్ ఎట్ అవర్ బిలవెడ్ లార్డ్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా. రిస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్, డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, మై లవింగ్ సాయిరామ్ టు వన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ప్రెజెంట్ హియర్ అండ్ ఆల్ మై గుజరాతీ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ అక్రాస్ ద వరల్డ్. Today, on the auspicious day of Gujarati New Year Day, my greetings to all Gujarati, my brothers and sisters, Saune Mara Nutan Varsa Abhinandan. Apne Gujarat ગુજરાતી 2076 વિક્રમ સંવતમાં આજથી પ્રવેશ થાય છે. આવનારું નવું વર્ષ આપણા બધા જ ગુજરાતીઓને એક નવું આશાનું કિરણ અને નવી ઉત્સાહ અને નવા ઉમંગ સાથે શરૂ થાય એવી ભગવાનના ચરણોમાં પ્રાર્થના કરું છું. આપણે બધા જ આપણા પોતાના અંગત વ્યવસાય, નોકરી ધંધા અને આપણા સંગઠનમાં આપણે ખૂબ પ્રગતિ કરતા રહીએ એવી ભગવાનના ચરણોમાં પ્રાર્થના. આપણે અહીં દ્વારકા પરતી યાત્રાના ઉજવણીના ભાગરૂપે આજે બીજા દિવસે અહીં ભગવાનના ચરણકમળમાં આપણે બધા બેઠા છીએ. દ્વારકા પરતી યાત્રાના થીમને અનુલક્ષીને આપણા બધા જ પ્રોગ્રામ ભગવાનના આગલા જન્મ કૃષ્ણ અવતારમાં, સાઈ કૃષ્ણના સાનિધ્યમાં આપણે કૃષ્ણ અવતારના બધા જ પ્રોગ્રામ આપણે અહીં રજૂ કરી રહ્યા છે. આપણે ભગવાને આપણા ગુજરાત પર અસીમ કૃપા કરી 1967 લઈને 1982 સુધીમાં ભગવાને અનેકવાર ગુજરાતમાં ઘણા સ્થળોએ એમના પાવન ચરણો થકી આપણી ધરાને પાવન કરી, પવિત્ર કરી. આપણા મંદિરો, દ્વારકા, સોમનાથ જેવા મંદિરોમાં ભગવાનના પાવન ચરણો થકી એ મંદિરોને એમને રિચાર્જ કર્યા. તો આપણે હવે અહીંયા આગળ એક ડોક્યુમેન્ટરી જોઈશું જેમાં ભગવાને કયા કયા દિવસે ક્યારે ક્યારે ગુજરાતની ધરતી પર ભગવાનના પાવન ચરણો આપણા ધરતી પર પડ્યા છે. વી ઓલ નાઉ વિટનેસ દેટ ભગવાન હેઝ સેન્ક્ટિફાઈડ અવર ગુજરાત બાય હિઝ વિઝિટ્સ ફ્રોમ 1967 ટુ 1982. I wish, and on behalf of all our Gujarati brothers and sisters, I pray Bhagwan to give us enough strength so that we can work with more and more enthusiasm in our organization, and we spread message of love in society, and through society, nation, and through nation all over the world. Bhagwan, please accept our prayer and bless us with enough strength, and we can be your powerful instrument in your hand, Sairam. Let me introduce Sri Anil Madhavan sir, who is ardent devotee of Bhagwan, and his father was among the group of with Swami when Swami visited Dwarka and Mithapur. So I invite Sri Anil Madhavan sir. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. I submit my humble pranams to the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, Om Sri Sai Ram. Today I am honored and privileged to stand in front of Bhagwan Baba and in front of you all to say a few words on the blissful moments of Bhagwan in Gujarat and thereafter some experiences my father had with the divine and how Swami came into our lives. There were about 6 visits in the span of March 1967 to April 1982. And in these 6 visits, Swami scanned 14 cities and towns in Gujarat. Why did Swami undertake this long hours of journey and come to Gujarat? It was to strengthen the Satya Sai organization across Gujarat. On every visit, Swami laid emphasis on the 9-point code of conduct, because he firmly believed it is the code of conduct which will stabilize the organization as well as take it forward from time to time, gaining strength and induce value-based systems into commoners, that is we all. On 15th May 1970, one of the visits to Gujarat, Swami flew into Ahmedabad and addressed a mammoth gathering there. Thereafter in the evening, he leaves for Saurashtra, now known as Sai Rashtra. Unprecedented crowd. And because of Swami's visit, he alone could go to the Dwarkadish temple. And thereafter, he left for Mithapur. The erstwhile Tata Chemicals Limited, he met the managers and the directors, which included my father as well. And after the return from Mithapur, with a full entourage, I need not mention the entourage would consist of state heads, governors, chief ministers, the protocol, the DIGs and the IPS, and all these people, he takes a deviation from this route and goes to Kuranga. Kuranga is a place between Dwarka and Jamnagar. And there on the seashore, he manifests, he materializes a beautiful golden idol of Sri Krishna playing a flute. Brothers and sisters, why was this manifested? It was with a purpose, because earlier during the day, Swami was missed by these devotees. I would say, in other words, a lot of devotees had missed Swami's darshan earlier during the day. So, if you have seen the documentary, you would see the radiant face of Swami and how elated he was when he manifested that Krishna idol. And thereafter, on 16th May, he goes to signing school Balachadi. Balachadi is a very significant location, and that was a place, it's about 10 kilometers away from Jamnagar, and that is close to Swami's heart for very many reasons. I would only say one reason here. Given an opportunity in future, you never know, I will be narrating the other very many things. Okay, he goes to the signing school Balachadi, and on the seashore of Balachadi, he manifests, materializes a silver idol of Vinayaka and gifts it to Dr. Gokak. Thereafter, he manifests and materializes a silver idol of Annapurna and gifts it to the signing school principal, Commander Sarin of the Indian Navy. Balachadi was gifted to us by His Highness and Her Excellency of Jamnagar, called Navanagar. And Balashadi was facing acute shortage of drinking water. Wherever and whenever a well was dug, only salt water used to spurt out. Baba knew this. Every time the staff and the students of Sainik School Balashadi had to be dependent on tank lorries coming from Jamnagar, which did disturb the military discipline as well as the routine. 1970, when Swami visited, I was the school captain in 1970, and we had this acute shortage of. During the visit, our principal had fervently requested Baba about this, which Baba knew already, and therefore Baba takes him to a particular spot and tells him, if you dig a well there, you will get a drinking water, and walks back. Brothers and sisters, 1970 a well was dug under the instruction of Swami, and today this is the 50th year, there has never been a shortage of drinking water in the vicinity of Balashadi. Swami has always been there. But we only see Him when He chooses to enter our lives. Therefore, it's very important that we open our eyes so that we don't miss that opportunity. I will narrate some experiences of my father, brothers and sisters. They were milestone in his transformation from a rationalist and atheist to a humble and a committed devotee of Baba. These are a few out of the many experiences my father had with the divine, where the divine soul comes in the form of a hospital, comes in the form of a warden boy, comes in the form of a tiffin carrier boy, comes in the form of a TTE, the train ticket examiner, and he cures the incurable ailment. All this with a purpose, to save my parents from every situation and problems. My father had lost his parents when he was an infant. He was a absolute rationalist and an atheist, and grew up to be an angry young man. He faced a lot of odds and challenges and completed his schools and colleges. And his pastimes were clubbing, partying, dancing, drinking, and hunting. Whereas my mother was exactly opposite of the nature. She believed in total worship, rituals, and pujas. In one of the parties, a lady gifted a small photo of Baba in Abhyasta pose to my mother. My mother hid it in the small mandir we had in the altar because my father should be seeing it. I'll come back to that later. 7th March 1965 was the annual day of our school, the Sainik School Balashadi. The chief guest was the then Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastriji. Because of long waiting, my parents and all other guests invitees had to brave the scorching heat under the sun. And after the function was over, when my parents were returning, my mother got up with high temperature and chest pain. Admitted to hospital, and the doctor pronounced that she's suffering from pneumonia and her condition is deteriorating. 1965, don't forget, brothers and sisters, wartime. Indo-Pakistan hostilities were at its full swing, and the western tip of Gujarat was in close proximity of Karachi. A bird flight takes only 45 kilometers from Oka to Karachi. Me studying in Sainik School and my other brothers and sisters studying in different towns in India, and my mother in a sinking condition shattered my father's all hopes. the final verdict of the doctor was, no hopes for my mother. My father sat on the chair by the side of my bedside of my mother, closed his eyes. And he gets a faint vision of a crown-haired man entering as a ward boy into the hospital room. And the image, that faint vision, exactly resembled the photo which that lady had given to my mother, kept in the altar of her house. And thereafter, he hears a voice. She is my bhakta. I will take care of her. Don't you worry. My father springs up from his chair, looks around in the room, but he didn't find anyone there. He goes outside of the room, sees the entire lobby vacant. He dismisses this as a figment of his imagination, comes back on his chair and sits by the side of my mother. Next day, the attending doctor to my mother says, comes with a medical bulletin and reads it. There's a certain drug available in the United States, which if administered to my mother within 24 hours, the condition is within 24 hours, it could cure her. And it seems a Parsi gentleman had brought it from the United States, and we know the address of that Parsi gentleman. That was at 5 o'clock. Dr. Kurup, director of Indigenous Medicines, Government of India, based in Ahmedabad, calls on my mother. He happens to be a friend of my father, and my father had intimated him about the status of my mother. He gets in touch with the doctor, and because of the wartime, there were no trunk calls and phone calls could be made. So he contacts the port officer at Oka and through the naval exchange gets hold of his friend in Bombay to contact that Parsi gentleman to get 6 vials, bottles of medicine and give it to the commercial pilot who is flying down from Mumbai to Jamnagar the very next day early morning. Dr. Kurup rushes to Jamnagar and gets this medicine well within 24 hours, and my mother is administered this 2 dosages of this within 24 hours. Next day morning, the doctor comes. I think they were not devotees of Swami, but he, however, pronounces, it's a miracle. She is out of danger. Can't believe it. The medical science couldn't believe it. It was only when the crisis had blown over that the sequence of incidents struck my father. The voice, she is my bhakta. I will take care of her. The faint vision of a crown-haired man entering the hospital room. The information given in the medical bulletin. The unexpected arrival of Dr. Kurup and his contacting through the naval exchange his friend in Bombay and getting the medicine within 24 hours. The timely received and the administering of those dosages. All this had to be more than mere coincidence, brothers and sisters. By now, my father knew who the mysterious benefactor is, who could make the possible possible. To pay their gratitude, my father undertakes the first visit to Prashanthi Nilaya via Dharmavaram. Unfamiliar route, rocky terrain, not a shred of vegetation, scorching heat, no food, no water, and coal dust made matters worse for the journey. At Pakhla Junction, around 9 o'clock, that's a junction which comes on the way. I don't know if it comes now, but that was supposed to be called a Pakhla Junction. Around 9 o'clock, a small boy runs parallel to the train, wasn't moving fast, and hands over a tiffin carrier, 2 banana leaves. In South India, they use banana leaves to dine. Very comfortable to carry. And a jug of water. And says, this is for you. And he perishes. He disappears in the dark. Again, my father shrugged his shoulder. They ate and they started preparing to go to bed in the train. Just then, my parents saw 2 pitch-drunk men quarreling with each other. They got scared and prayed for Swami. Just then, a TT, a train ticket examiner, comes in the bogey. Let me inform you, those days the bogies were very small in size and they were not interconnected. How come a train ticket examiner is seen in the bogie? At Dharmavaram station next day morning, they alight and there stands the station master receiving him like a VIP and making all onward reservations or whatever you call it, onward convenience to reach Prashanthi Nilayam. They reach Prashanthi Nilayam before noon and their eyes were scanning to see Swami somewhere. Their eyes fall on Swami on the first floor, standing in the veranda, and they do the namaskar. They go, they enter into the bhajan hall. And after the bhajan, Swami comes and calls them for an interview. And Swami recounts, talks to my mother. Swami recounts all the incidents that had transpired in their life. My father's early quarrel with my mother on account of her puja and worship. How she remained stubborn to continue her pujas and rituals, much against my dad's wish. How Swami intervened to stop the bad habits, my mother's illness and coming out of it by receiving the medicine within 24 hours. And his coming with food and his appearance as a train ticket examiner. VIP treatment at Dharmavaram, and Swami says, you were coming for the first time, so I had to be a good host. Then turning to my father, Swami says, I have now transformed you to the path of righteousness. You have a lot of work to do for me. I will make use of you to work for Satya Sai organizations. I will look after you both hereafter. So saying, he placed his hand on each of my parents' head and blessed them. They shed tears of joy. For half an hour they sat silently, basking in the benign presence of the Lord. And then my father is given a gold pendant by Swami, and once again they are blessed. One more incident. Early during 1971, the doctors diagnosed my father to be suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, an incurable disease by all means. Crooked fingers, crooked toes, pain, acute pain in the joints. He comes to Prashanthi Nilayam. Here, my father was in the prime of his life. He had no hopes to live. He wanted to die. But before dying, he wanted to see Swami. He engages an escort and comes to Prashanthi Nilayam. Sits on the wheelchair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days he waited on the wheelchair, presuming to be acknowledged by a word or by a glance or a smile. But no. 9th day, when Swami passed in front of him, out of sheer frustration, he calls out, Swami! Swami! And Swami comes to him and then tells him, go to the entry room. I want to see you. My father lifts up his hand and then tells him, I can't walk. But Swami tells him in this very sternly, Lechi interview Gadiki Nanda Vandi. That means get up and walk down to the interview room. They go to the interview room and Swami blesses them. And then Swami tells them that stop vibhuti, stop all medicines and take this vibhuti and materializes a silver casket and gives it. And he says, when you regain normal health, this will come back to me. He returns to Jamnagar, hale and hearty, absolutely restored his health. In the end, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, after my father's retirement from Tata Chemical, Swami called my parents to Prashanthi Nilayam in 1981. To live and be with him and serve him. And they were blessed till they passed away. From 1965, Swami has kept us in his fold, watching us and safeguarding us at all times. My wife and myself are blessed with the legacy of continuing to be in Swami's fold, which was passed down to us by my parents. And we have passed it on to our children and our grandchildren. once again, I submit my humble pranams to the divine lotus feet, Bhagwan Baba. Om Shri Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved, omnipresent and omnipotent Mother Sai. Nutan Varshabhinandan and Sal Mubarak to all Gujarati brothers and sisters present here and across the world and all over the world. Today Swami's divine message for all of us is, and I quote, "The new year does not bring anything new with it. The day when fresh and sacred thoughts originate in your heart is the real new year day. As you all consider this day as new year day and welcome it with enthusiasm, I bless you all so that you may cultivate fresh, sacred and ideal feelings. I desire that you share with others all that you consider as good. I want you to lead a peaceful and blissful life and become role models for the rest of the country." I unquote. One may feel that is indeed a tall order for mere mortals like us, but you all know the meaning of mukam karoti vachalam, that is, by the grace of God, the dumb can talk and the lame could climb a hill. So let us pray sincerely to Swami to help us to become role models and impact the lives of others positively. Listening to the glories of our Lord is the first step in the Navda Bhakti, and it brings one immense happiness. We already did that listening to Madhavan sir. The next step is Kirtanam, and that is what our girls from the Sri Sati Sai School Surat are here to perform to make us all experience the bliss His divine proximity brings. Come, let us listen to the song which comes from not just the lips but from deep within their hearts. The song, Aapke to Sai Santan Hum. This year, the Lord of Dwarka has reigned supreme over the Gujarat Parthi Yatra, both yesterday as well as today, with Swami's divine grace and blessings. The students of Sri Sathya Sai Vidyaniketan and Navsari are here to present before you, Swami, a ras entitled Dwarikano Nath. The speciality about these little girls is that they belong to very remote villages like Kaprada and Dharampur in Gujarat. Each of the child is having a single parent or no parents. But, well, for such students, Swami is their parent. The young souls are adopted by the school, Sri Sathya Sai Vidyaniketan, Navsari, to shoulder the responsibility of their education till standard 9. The first batch was commenced in the academic year 2015-16. Today, by the grace of Swami, they have traveled by train for the first time and are here in Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of peace. That was indeed a very colorful dance. And now let us get ready to feel the bliss of watching the Leelas of Lavanya Krishna. Episodes of the eternally enchanting, enticing, enduring naughty Natkat Krishna would never ever cease to bring us all a sense of spiritual elation and make us experience supreme bliss. Today, the students of Sri Sati Sai School, Surat, are here to not only treat us with a sumptuous banquet of Krishna's pranks, but more importantly, they will also bring home to us the meaning and message behind the seemingly naughty actions of Krishna. Totally inspired by the Kali Yuga avatar, our very own beloved Swami, this is a humble offering describing the Purna avatar, Sri Krishna of the Dwapara Yuga. What is of paramount importance to us all is Sai devotees gathered here and present across the globe is the need to understand the intention behind the leelas of both Krishna as well as our Sai Krishna. Let us all awaken to the fact that when God descends on earth, He has a mission. The mission is only to help us humans to elevate our lives towards divinity, which is our true nature and entity. During the earthly sojourn of God, each and every action has a definite purpose and meaning. None of the actions are performed for mere exhibition or to attract people for ulterior negative motives. So come, let us all dive deep into the ocean of the divine leelas of Sri Krishna and sublimate our lives. Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sai Ram.
मैं समय हूँ, I am time, I was, I am, and I will be, I do not have a beginning, I do not have an end, I am only a witness to all that happens, billions of people are born, live and die on this earth, but only a few, a very few, leave their footprints on the sands of eternity. Come, let us rejoice, remembering and recalling some most memorable moments from the earthly sojourn of Lord Vishnu as Sri Krishna in the Dwapara Yuga. Everything about Krishna is sweet, charming, and so enticing and mesmerizing that everybody, young and old, gets attracted to him. Even as you enjoy the bliss of his leelas, ruminate on the reasons or the intentions behind the pranks of Krishna. The most common prank Krishna enjoyed was stealing butter, and he is often called Navaneeta Chora. Once Yashoda got tired of hearing the endless complaints of the gopis about Krishna stealing their butter, and she asked Krishna why he stole butter from the gopis when she herself gave him so much butter to eat. Krishna told her that the gopis came to complain about him just as a pretext or excuse to be able to see him. He said, "Mother, I am not stealing the butter, but the hearts of the gopis. Their hearts are pure and full of devotion. Their butter is filled with the devotion with which they churn the buttermilk. Their bangles keep time as they sing Krishna's name while churning. Thus, the butter that emerges contains the essence of Vedas. In this manner, every word of Krishna was replete with spiritual significance. Come, let us enjoy the bliss of Sri Krishna's Balalilas."
Oh,
after witnessing the divine leelas of Bal Gopal, let us come back to the present and think of the threatening day zero, which all humans are doomed to face sooner or later. As our sacred rivers are either going dry, or we have successfully polluted them so much that if we were to drink their water without purifying it, it would literally be poisonous. In the name of development, nature has been destroyed for man's own selfish needs. Cutting down trees, polluting air and water, all this has brought humanity to the brink of destruction. In the Dwapara Yuga, little Krishna took it upon himself to destroy the huge serpent Kalia, who had made the waters of the Yamuna river so very poisonous that all life ceased to exist in the river and near its banks. So no one dared to go near the river. Krishna led the Gopalas to the banks of the river Yamuna and started playing a game of ball. Suddenly, he threw the ball into the river, and even as the Gopalas were trying to stop him, he jumped into the poisonous water.
Got it. gopis of Gokul were in fact highly evolved souls and had taken birth in the Dwapar Yuga with the very sole purpose of merging with their Lord. The moment they heard the music of Sri Krishna's flute, they lost all worldly consciousness and ran out in search of Krishna. Krishna led them to the banks of the Yamuna, and there the most spectacular union of the devotee and deity could be witnessed. In fact, even the gods and goddesses came down to earth to watch this soulful event, the Ras Leela. At first, one could see all the gopis dancing around Krishna in the middle. But later, you can see each gopi dancing with a Krishna. One would assume that to be a miracle. But in reality, each gopi was dancing with the Krishna reflected in her soul, as Krishna is the Antaryami. To have Krishna as your Antaryami, all you need is a pure and devotion-filled heart. Then Krishna would be all yours forever and ever. The bonding of a lifetime friendship began at Guru Sandipani's ashram between two very seemingly different individuals, Krishna and Sudama. Sudama was a poor Brahmin's son and Krishna was a prince. Yet, they were inseparable. However, after leaving the ashram, both went on their own ways and did not meet for many years. Sudama was very devoted to Krishna, but though he had faced great problems due to poverty, he would never think of troubling his friend. Once Sudama's wife, Sushila, forced him to go to Sri Krishna to seek help. Very reluctantly, he reached the gates of Krishna's palace and was ridiculed by the soldiers. Come, let us watch the Krishna-Sudama Milan and rejoice. And we should also try to be a good friend like Krishna, who gave importance to the true feelings of his friend.
Thank you.
Is the highlight of the great epic Mahabharata, and it succeeds in portraying Krishna as the Purna avatar of Lord Vishnu. The celestial song containing 700 slokas is a dialogue between the doubting devotee and the Lord himself. The Gita was given to one of the best of the human species, namely Arjuna. But it holds good for the whole of humanity at large in any period of time. With Swami in our hearts and His name on our lips, all things are possible. Let us cultivate unswerving faith and devotion and march ahead.
Govinda, Giri Govinda, Shri Satya Sai Hari Govinda.
Bye. Nandalala,
Nandakishora, Nandalala,
Navagita Chora, Nandalala. nandalala
nandalala sai nandalala
जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक परि महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे सचि भजना श्री कला सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आशित कल्पन टीका आप बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव स्वामी मरियंतुनी में नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूपा जय श्री साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदु को मंगल आरती अंदु को मंदर गिरधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।